How many times do we attend a CE course, a church meeting, or some lecture somewhere, and the presenter says something where our mind says, quote, "Oh, they lost me on that statement," end of quote. Have you ever thought that maybe you missed what was being said because your mind was off on some delusion of grandeur, or you were on your damn phone not paying attention? We begin our podcast right there.
Welcome, all of you fantastic dental podcast listeners, to the My Practice, My Business Dental Podcast Show, where we help dentists profit and thrive with excerpts from the clinical business of dentistry training here at My Practice, My Business. We'll be addressing and answering questions with current trends dentists and their teams face each and every day in their pursuit of this wonderful career we call dentistry. And now the host of our show, the clinical director and president at My Practice, My Business, Dr. Rob Thorup.
Well, today's our lucky day. I dragged my wife out of the garden and made her come in here and do a podcast with me. And it's kind of going to be a fun one because it's something that Tracy and I have actually experienced over the last several months. Just once in a blue moon it happens. I mean, it happens, but it was like, became evident because we actually caught a doctor or two. That's probably about the best way to put it. So it's funny that this is the crap that sits right in my peripheral vision. And you guys know what that, if you've listened to other podcasts, you know what I'm talking about, or you've been through training, and it just needs to stop. And before I get into my story, I'm going to tell a fun little story on this subject. I want you to think about how many times your patients give a completely different story than the one that you told them, or the one that the office manager told them, or the hygienist or the assistant. You know how that goes. And we've all had that happen to us. You say one thing and the patient tells a completely different story than the one you told them. So it's like, how do we miss that interpretation of what's going on? And then you think to yourself, I never said what they said, you know? And yet if I had a dollar for every time that this happens to me lecturing somewhere, I feel like I'd be retired. Doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen enough times that I think that it needs to be addressed. And I know what some of you are thinking, Rob, maybe you need to speak more clearly. Because you all know I'm not a professional speaker. I've never been trained how to speak or present or anything. You know, I always just, I'm off the cuff. I'm unfiltered. I love it. Well, my friends, this time it wasn't me. There's a doc in one of our presentations several months ago who actually was heard out in the parking lot talking to one of our well-known colleagues, and he said, quote, "I loved this presentation, but he lost me on blah, blah, blah," end of quote. And then it's like, therefore, and in conclusion thereof, I'm not going to sign up for MPMB training. And quite honestly, I'm fine with that. I don't want to train people. Neither does Tracy want to train people that have that kind of lack of focus or attitude. And quite honestly, it's his or her loss and their team member's loss. And we know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. And that's where it's kind of like, I hope I'm going to go off on a tangent here. and it's kind of like when our front office team members, like an email will come in and they'll just hit the delete button and we just missed a golden opportunity to learn a really cool procedure or a piece of equipment that we've been dying to buy. And somebody's, you know, Patterson, whoever's running a special on it or something like that. And we miss it. Or a salesperson comes in and it's like, just leave your information. I'll filter through it and I'll see if it's worthy of the doctor's look. You know, it's like stuff like that. We miss opportunity. I hate it when we miss opportunity. So what I do care about is this, is how often do we have this type of thought leadership in the things that we do? Are we our own worst enemies when it comes to lost opportunity because we didn't ask for clarification or better understanding? And now I want to share with you the story that I'm talking about. and let you decide where it went wrong. And let this story change. I hope it changes your thought leadership, or just are you going to stay with the status quo, thinking that this doesn't happen to you? So I'm in a presentation, and Tracy's going to chide in here with me, and I was giving a presentation, and we always look at the audience, and we always try to, are we connecting, are we not connecting? When all of you are taking pictures of our slides, and your eyes are glued on board, and you're off your phones, which happens 95% of the time when we're presenting, because we're presenting information that's blowing the minds of people. It's totally contrary to what other consultants have taught, what their state associations have taught, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm in there giving the presentation, and it ends, and one of our good friends gives us a call who was there, and he goes, oh my gosh, I actually was out in the parking lot, and I talked to one of the docs there, and I said, so how do you think the presentation was? He goes, man, it was unbelievably fantastic. He goes, I was blown away, but I got to be honest with you, he lost me when he said that their company takes 20% of my new net increase continuously. He goes, wait, what? Where'd you hear that?
That would be amazing.
So we're rethinking how we charge, right, hon?
Oh, absolutely.
After that. It's like 20% for, no, the total tuition is $30,000 for team training, $5,000 up front, and 20% of their increase until the total of the tuition. Now, here's what's really sad, is it's right at the end where we teach how we bill, how we sign offices up, and what that training means to them. And so but we didn't have to defend it. It actually got defended by one of our other colleagues. He said, how in the world did you come up with that thought process when three of the slides clearly stated that you don't pay 20%? And then, of course, the guy's offended now. Wait. I missed something. How could I possibly have missed something? And then he's like, oh my gosh, how did I miss that? And so I'm going to be careful. I'm trying not to say who they were, trying to protect the innocent. Okay. We should just use fake names. So anyway, he said, oh my gosh, maybe I need to rethink this, because he lost me there. And then I kind of tuned everything out. He goes, I probably need to go through this training now. I should give him a call. And what if that person hadn't, and by the way, he did. And what if that person didn't run into our other colleague that set him straight on what he thought he heard? What if that wouldn't have happened? He would have continued to go down that course of what he thought he heard. And it's like, are we paying attention? Are we tuning in? And then Tracy, of course, as she's in her MBA program, and she's way smarter than I am on this stuff. And she goes, oh, what you're describing is this. And I'm like, oh, you're so smart, aren't you?
Oh, and I got to school you on this one. This is super did. Fun for me.
She did. She schooled me, because I've never heard this before. Trace, take it away.
Well, it's interesting. I'm thinking about this as you're telling the story, and reflecting back on that moment. And, to be honest, I think we all have those periods in our life where we're either thinking that we know what's going to happen ahead of time. And so the things that you experience, you try to kind of fit into that mold of what you think it's going to be. The other thing too is, I think that we're in a society where we're multitasking all the time, and especially with our phones. And think of all the times that we have somebody speaking and we're not giving them our full attention. But having said that, I want you guys to start thinking about something called...
But my phone is so important.
I know.
And I'm the most important person ever.
Well, we do depend on our phones so often, don't we?
Just want to pull it away from our children like there's no tomorrow, right? Okay, sorry, I interrupted. Here we go.
So what you're explaining is called confirmation bias. And I'm going to read a description of that for you here. It's the tendency to search for, interpret, favor, and recall information in a way that confirms or supports one's prior beliefs and values. People will display this bias when they select information that supports their views, ignoring contrary information, or when they interpret ambiguous evidence as supporting their existing attitudes. The effect is strongest for desired outcomes for emotionally charged issues, and we won't go into politics with that one, and for deeply entrenched beliefs. Now, confirmation bias cannot be eliminated, but it can be managed, for example, by education and training in clinical thinking skills.
You know, it's kind of, there's so many things going through my mind. It's like back in the day when I was using BioPlan HDR synthetic bone, and then I got talked into switching to biologics, and I started using them and noticed that when I went to place implants, sometimes it was mush, and it was never mush with the synthetics. And so then I switched back, and then I landed into Guidor Easy Graft Bone, and it's like, wow, this stuff's amazing. And it's like constantly learning, and I had a bias. I had a bias on that. Shoot, I had a bias on E4D, and when I switched to Ceric, I thought I'd died and gone to heaven. It was so much better. So it's just all these, all these things that we hear and we see, if we don't have an open mind and process it. And sometimes it takes a while to process. I mean, look at the docs who I don't think I'll ever forget this. So we were doing a intro course, and these two docs, well, actually back up, they signed up the intro, but they come in, both these docs were training. There was, we had three docs in our training facility going through the team training, and they go, and the one doc says, I cannot believe, I'm remembering who they are now too. I can't believe I put this off for 18 months. How much lost revenue have I just sacrificed by not doing this 18 months ago when I first heard you guys speak? And the other doc looks at him and says, it could be worse. I waited 2 years. I laughed so hard when they did that. But when I heard you talk about contrarian thinking, and it's like, we are the contrarian thinkers, because we're the ones teaching. All of you have been taught to send in your fee for service fees to your insurance companies, because that's how they increase their reimbursements, which is completely false. There are still to this day the majority of consultants out there teaching that, and yet Trace and I have nearly 100 recorded conversations that address this, that prove that claim it false. It's just false, because we're talking with the tier three reps of a bazillion dental insurance companies out there. They many of them state, we don't even know where that comes from. And then all the other things that we teach and train on, I mean, it's like, we are the contrarians. And when people can't grab that because of their, what's the title of that
thing? Confirmation bias.
Because they have confirmation bias. Mm-hmm. I've actually, now that I think about that, honey, that's what I've, confirmation bias is another word for office manager extraordinaires and doctors with philosophical business directives that lack business education. This is confirmation bias.
Yeah.
We all suffer from it though.
Well, and thinking it back to somebody who's never heard about what we teach and how we teach it and some of those contrary beliefs, I have to say, in a sense, I don't really blame them, because think of all the previous experiences that they've had with other consultants who maybe have taken advantage financially and do the monthly payments forever, or at least that 1 to 2 year contract, right?
Like we probably should, with that doc out in the parking lot who said 20% like forever. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should change our tuition.
We could follow suit with that.
Maybe if we told them 5% perpetual income, maybe they'd go for 5 or 10. We'd be so much further ahead than 20% up to 30. I'm sorry. It's kind of funny that you know, it's like we don't listen. But we have another story, and another one where we went and did a intro course, and the docs that were there, many of them already had preconceived ideas, and they are the delusions of grandeur. And if they're listening, I'm sorry, but it is what it is.
Well, and I actually didn't have much prior knowledge on those viewpoints. But you know how you can enter a room and you can cut the tension with a knife? When we first were in there and you try to make, you know, conversations with these people and you're not getting anywhere, you know, kind of where the mindset is of the audience.
Yeah. And it was just the confirmation bias that they had was that life is good where they're at already. And why do they need our training? And they think that, you know, because they're doing so well that they don't need to do any better than what they're doing, which is such a limiting factor. That's like a status quo or a Yanindi syndrome. Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. And I've felt really bad for them that it's like, you know, when we go do a presentation, we just absolutely, you know, hit it right on the head. And we're like, you know, guys, here's our problem. We've been, you know, misinformed. We all have. We don't have business degrees. That's a problem. We are listening to the dictates of ourselves or our office managers or other people in our teams that have been given misinformation. And we actually believe that misinformation is truth. And I could spend, you know, all day on that information. It's just like sending in your fee for service fees. What a joke. Just like confirming insurance coverage on every patient. You should actually let your software do that. All the softwares are really good on that. And just like offering choice to patients and charging an additional fee for that value-added service, it has to be done a certain way, but it can be done. But the large majority think that that's taboo. It's illegal. It's unethical. It's fraud. And nothing, again, could be further from the truth than what we are hearing on that stuff. So I'm like really, you know, it's like he lost me on that. I feel bad. Because I'll tell you what happened for me, Trace, is when I heard that, I just thought to myself, if that person is doing that, then I wonder how many other people are, you know, have that confirmation bias that we don't pick up on. And when we do a presentation, I'm so grateful for most of the dentists that are there. They're like, they're either jumping on board with training, you know, right on the bat, or they're processing it for a few months. And like some of those docs who processed it for 18 to 24 months, they process it and then they come through training and then they go, gosh, why didn't I do that sooner?
And I think that you and I both have the concept or the thought leadership that feedback is a gift. And I love the fact that we can reflect back after every one of our seminars and learn from it. And in a perfect world, we wouldn't experience that interaction with people who have confirmation bias. However, we're going to have that every once in a while, unfortunately.
So the, you know, just to recap or to kind of close this up, because I've seen this and I experienced it. And then Tracy was actually able to, like, I experienced it myself because I'm guilty too. And Tracy's like, yeah, it's called confirmation bias, Rob. and we all experience it. And so the moral of this podcast is stop it. You know, it's like, look at things with an open mind and challenge the status quo. And that's what we don't do enough of, I don't think. I don't think we challenge the status quo. I don't think... Sometimes we don't, like, we present truth, and that's one of the things that I'm really proud of. It's like, we are presenting truth, and we're backing it up with audio and video and investigative research with the insurance companies, and that's why we're able to tackle some of the things that Tracy and I have for the last several years and win those battles for dentists and their teams and the patients that they serve. Confirmation bias. Do I even want to tie that into all the other state associations and why they're so slow? They're moving, but they're very slow to adopt, our law here in Utah. It's called the Network Leasing, Downcoding, and Bundling Protections Law, and that name should say it all. And I think to myself, you know, again, these biases that we have and not connecting because somebody lost me. In one of those presentations, we actually had an individual who made a comment that, well, your law doesn't cover this. And Tracy's like, sir, you're wrong. The law actually does cover that. And that was an individual who should have known the truth and should have known better. And I'm like, why we hold ourselves back. And so I go back to sometimes we're our worst enemy. So again, how many times do we attend these continuing education courses and other meetings, you know, ecclesiastical meetings or lectures, and the presenter says something and we go, oh, you lost me on that statement. Well, maybe we've missed it because we're not in tune. We're not paying attention.
Well, I would challenge every one of you listening to do a couple of things. Number one, make sure that when you go to these types of seminars that you approach it with skepticism, a healthy amount. You want to ask people for proof of what they're saying. You want them to cite their sources because then you can have a better ability to determine for yourself what the truth is. Secondly, put away your phones. Focus on what's being told with an open mind and watch to see what kind of stuff you retain.
That's exactly good point. So that's a wrap. I don't think we even have any more that we want to add to that. So that's our challenge to all of you. And I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. And I hope you all have a fantastic day.
Thank you for being with us today. Since 2006, My Practice, My Business has been teaching dentists and their teams business skills, dental insurance contractual protocols, and state laws governing how to profitably bill patients fairly for the need-based services they provide. What's more, we guarantee our training, unlike other dental consulting companies in the industry. Simply stated, if you don't increase your net revenue, we don't get paid. We call it dental consulting the way it should be. We believe there's never been a more important time than now for dentists to experience and implement our key methods, knowledge, and business training within their dental practices. To learn more about our guaranteed, no-risk clinical business of dentistry training that is changing dental practices for the better, just go to our website, mypracticemybusiness.com, and surf our pages for additional information about our company and the services we provide. When you're ready, give us a call and get scheduled for the most profitable dental business training that you will ever experience. If you enjoyed our podcast, please leave us a 5-star review. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call us. Thank you again and have a fantastic day.